This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are remembering, and we have been since yesterday, the life of legendary Vikings head coach Bud Grant. He passed away yesterday at the age of 95. Among those tuning in to share their memories here on WCCO Radio, former running back for the Vikings, Chuck Foreman.
We lost somebody special. And, you know, he was 95 years old, but he was an energetic, sharp 95. And so certainly this was a shock to all of us.
WCCO's Dave Lee as well called in to share his memories.
I know he had a good run, but he was so practical and had so many things to talk about just with life. And he was, you know, I lost my dad, and then he was just kind of a mentor. He was a guy that I could say pretty much anything to, and then I would listen to what he had to say. And even when I didn't tell him something, he knew what was going on.
Bob Lertzema. Bench warmer Bob also calling in to talk about Bud Grant's failure to win a Super Bowl.
After he gave us a talk after we lost or something, how he reinforced our confidence, got everything out on the table and said, hey, this is what we need. And, you know, you guys did the best. We got to coach more. It's much our fault as yours. So he took a lot of the blame away from the players and put it on his shoulders.
Again, that's Bob Lertzema and others sharing their thoughts on the passing of Bud Grant, the legend. Of course, he was good friends with Sid Hartman, as you know. And here is WCCO's Chad Hartman on Sid giving Bud his Hall of Fame speech.
One of the greatest thrills of my father's life was when Bud gets inducted into the Hall of Fame. And at the time, the first media member to ever give the speech was my father. And I remember we practiced that over and over and over again. And it was just such a great thrill for him.
Again, Bud Grant passing away, age of 95. And on our John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline is Joel Maturi, former athletic director at the University of Minnesota. And friend, Joel, thanks for coming on tonight. I know it's a little later down there in Florida.
Well, Susie, it's always good to speak to you and certainly to talk about a legend and a Gopher legend as well, and Coach Grant.
Your memories, what was your relationship and what are your memories of him as a coach and as a human?
Well, first of all, being a Minnesotan and growing up on the Iron Range and following the Vikings as I did, how could you not follow Bud Grant and the success that he had, you know, the four Super Bowls? And as Bob Lertzema said, we didn't win any, but there are a lot of teams who won't get there at all. And Coach Grant, and I think the manner that he did it. I went on to be a high school coach and certainly try to learn things from many. And though I did not know Coach Grant at that time during my coaching career, I certainly learned a lot from him and in many ways would call him a mentor in that regard.
He really personified kind of grit and toughness. I remember, Joel, the city was naming Bud Grant Way. It was down right there by the stadium, and it was, I swear to you, it was 30 below zero. I mean, it was cold. It was so cold. And he's up there with like a jacket and no hat, and I'm just like, oh my goodness, what are you doing? And I said, you know, it's freezing and you just have a jacket and a hat on. Like, oh my gosh. And he just said something about cold is a state of mind. And his guys didn't get all that foo-foo stuff on the sidelines. They were tough and mean, and they didn't let cold get in the way of them playing tough football, which I always thought was kind of interesting.
Well, those old Viking days at Metropolitan Stadium, that's the way it was. Both teams were on the same side of the field. You know, longtime Viking fans remember that. And you'd have the Vikings sitting there, and maybe they've had their hoods and so forth on, but they didn't have all the heating machines that the other team would have. And the coach would just be out there in his regular prep coaching and garb. And I think he convinced the players it was that. And it was a state of mind with him. That's just the kind of person that he was.
He expected that from his players too, right? To be tough.
Well, and they were tough, let's be honest. I mean, the Purple People Eaters and the way that they played football at that time. I just think, you know, and I know all the good things being said about him because they were so true. Sometimes when people pass, they become bigger than they were. That's the case with Coach Grant. He was every bit the icon, the legacy that he left in the coaching profession, but probably in the development of people was second to none. I became real close to Bob McNamara, and Bob, of course, passed, and both Coach Grant and myself spoke at Bob's funeral, and I was able to visit Coach Grant with Bob on more than one occasion, and listening to the stories that they told, and the togetherness that they had, and obviously I think Sid was probably Coach's best friend, but maybe number two was Bob McNamara.
Yeah, it was quite the crew, and I think about Bud Grant and. Are there coaches now that have those same traits, or is that sort of the end of an era in terms of coaching?
Well, I think certain things never end, and I think in some ways coach was ahead of things. I mean, he treated people, you know, as again I heard some of your previous information here prior to my getting on, you know, with Bob Lutzeba and all. He treated people extremely well, and he expected them to play to the best of their ability, and he didn't yell and scream a lot. And I think in today's world, that's how coaching has become. It's a matter of sharing what the job was. It's a matter of everybody doing their part, of doing their best, and being able to walk away. And I think coach, you know, all these different aspects of him being the hunter that he was, even during the season, getting away and doing those things. You know, for a while, coaches didn't do any of that, and that's obviously was part of his personality.
Yeah, and he was a friend to many. You know, I know you said Sid, but you just read these stories that have come through even on our text line, so many people sharing about how kind he was to just the regular person.
Well, I think that's, again, which was part of his legacy, part of the individual that he was to all. And I know I was a beneficiary of his kindness on more than one occasion. I remember one story, Susie, when we opened up at that time TCF Bank Stadium, now Huntington Bank Stadium, and we honored Coach Grant at halftime. I don't know, maybe the second or third game that we held in the stadium. And so I had Coach in the suite, brought him down, honored him at halftime, and he was so thrilled being recognized. Obviously, the fans were very receptive of his recognition. And I had to bring him back up to the suite after halftime because nobody knew where they're going. The building is new to us, and we have to, you know, make sure that it's done. And I had to hustle back because we were honoring one of our teams at the first time out of the third quarter. And I had just had some Achilles surgery prior to this, and I'm jogging in the concourse. Which I'm not supposed to. I'm not supposed to do anything but walk.
Right, right.
And I re-injured my Achilles. It rolled right up on me. I'll never forget that as long as I live. So when I got back to the suite eventually on crutches, Coach wondered what happened. Every time we saw each other after that, he would give me a rough time.
I imagine.
That's what it was.
Well, thanks for coming on. And as I say, I'm looking forward to seeing you next Friday and getting some Florida sun on me. We could all use it around here. I wish I could take everybody to Florida for a week.
Well, you're having too much snow. It's convinced me that we've made the decision to be a little bit of a snowbirds down here and have a good time, and we'll look forward to visiting you once you get here.
Wonderful. Thanks, Joel. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Susie.
That is Joel Maturi, the former athletic director at the University of Minnesota.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.